time to provide a public service, ladies, especially for these young ladies that don't know how to, send the right messages to these men.
They need help.
Because, obviously we're not getting it.
They need help.
You know, it's like I had a friend, man, that was dealing with a dude and talking to him at a party, and she was really being nice to him. Next thing he knows, hey, you know what time it is. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You can be too friendly. You know, sometimes you just have to be like, hey, dude.
It's easy.
But it's sad if you're a nice person and you're just being nice. You have no idea that this guy's getting the wrong impression. So we don't know what to do. 1-877-PARTSHOW. What's your take on that? Good morning. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, bro? This is AJ.
What's happening, man? Yeah.
But on the flip side, what does a man supposed to do? If you're heterosexual, you straight, you out here looking for a woman, you looking for that green light before you go, right? You looking for that eye contact.
But what is a green
you're
light to you?
Talking. You're the one we're talking about.
What is the
about.
Green? What is the green light to you?
Eye contact, a smile,
see,
a little
see,
nod.
Yeah, see, that's there what I'm is. Talking about. Let me tell you something, sir. I'm going to let you know. Just because a girl makes eye contact with you or smiles at you, does not mean she wants you. If a girl wants you now, she can let you know. She'll let you know. We have other ways of letting you know.
We'll
like, so what
know.
Are you doing tonight?
This is easy.
Oh, no, it's not, because men think if you look at them,
it's
you want to screw them.
Not
you can't.
True.
It's not.
I'm going to tell you how you do this. All you have to do is just casually mention your man in the conversation.
Yeah, that's true.
And
but
that's
what if
it.
You're single?
I don't care. They still think you're
no, you have to lie. No, no, no. You have to pretend you have a man.
If you're not interested in the guy, you just refer to your man. Yeah, my fiance or my
boyfriend. Mm, sure.
Like that works.
And that's all you have to do.
But what if
and then
single?
The first, and then he's thinking, "Are you happy?"
That's
1-877
Parr
Show.
You're right. I wouldn't let you be here by myself. 1-877 Parr
Show. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Hello.
Yes. Help us out.
I do the same thing too. I do mention that I do have a man, even if I don't, and then I always let him know that he treats me good, and and I don't need anyone else.
Okay. I don't. Sweet Tyra says if you look at a guy and smile more than once, they think you want. It's true, Britt.
Well,
it's true. So definitely don't look twice.
if you're staring at me, like
no, but
Alfredo's,
you can't even be friendly
different.
To a guy. It's horrible. You can't be friendly.
Nope.
Right.
They're like, oh, you ain't happy. You ain't happy. If I was your husband, I would never let you come to the grocery store by yourself.
1-877-PARTSHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
Welcome. All right. How are you guys?
Okay.
I think women in 2014, they can be a little more direct. Unfortunately, they've been conditioned to pretty much not, state their feelings. So now we need to learn how to just listen to the women. They need to be able to talk more. But also, I think women, they'll put their hands on you. If you listen to them long enough, they'll tell you, I'm looking for a man or I'm single.
What?
You just need to
Yeah,
listen.
But as soon as they touch you, that's too far.
Some people
you can't touch
no,
that man.
I'm friendly. I might put my hand on your shoulder because I'm a Texan.
You're
right?
Real touchy.
I'm very friendly.
The hug
oh,
that
no.
you give
oh,
a
no.
guy, did you greet?
No frontal.
You, don't let him get that because we're trying to press. Trust me.
No
we're
frontal.
Trying to press up against you.
Oh my God.
Even if you're not, even if you don't have large breasts, it doesn't matter. We're trying to go for putting our hands on your hips, that little hip area where the hand shouldn't go.
You can't touch my belly. You can't touch my waist.
The hand in the back.
Yeah.
And we'll rub our hand down your spine, just to let you know.
That?
Hey, that's a sign. You got to be careful how you hug a dude, 1-877-PARTSHOW. Good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Your take.
Okay, yes. Well, yeah, I'm from Baltimore, and my mom always told me that if a guy on the street said something to you, don't be rude. Like, a lot of times I'll just be like, don't talk to me, but you can't do that here because they'll pop you.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Don't talk to me.
Staying out of Baltimore.
She said they will pop you. What?
Wow.
Let her finish, damn it. One smile and what?
She was already done. She said they'll pop you.
Yeah, because you laughed over her. Stop it. She has important information.
It was going great until...
Really,
yeah,
Sue?
Until you just, try to repeat something that she didn't give us... Her final point I missed because you were just laughing over Frieda. What is your problem?
I'm sorry.
Brittany hung up on it, so the two
I don't think
of them.
We meant to. I thought she was done, too. I'm sorry. We're our bad.
We lost
Yeah,
that.
Well...
Sorry, Baltimore.
At the end of the day, ladies, you have to understand being overly nice just means that he thinks you want him. Period.
Well, some of them
That's
do.
What it is.
Some of them do.
All right. Anyway, you guys can tweet us at Russ Parr Show. Instagram us your picture. No, just kidding.
If you're trying to get checks.
That's the other thing, man. You can't even share your social media stuff. Damn.